And right now, I'm going to try something I've never done on the radio before. It is an interview where the interviewee is stuck in traffic. Hello, Adam Wedd.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, Adam Wedd. Where are you currently?
Currently just coming up to go underneath Dartford Bridge.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
So for people who have maybe just tuned in, Adam is due to be on the show this evening. Well, he is on the show right now, but he's meant to be here in the studio doing a little live session, performing some tracks. But he's currently stuck in traffic. That is essentially what's happening, isn't it, Adam?
I can hear the R's.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, literally, all 30 people in this studio are so disappointed you are not here.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Blame the weather. It's really raining, so I'm guessing that's slowing the cars down.
Yeah, it is horrible out there.
It is. Weather for ducks.
Have you, apart from being stuck in traffic, had a good day so far?
Yeah, it's been a great day today. Not bad at all. It's been a jolly Thursday.
That is good stuff. So what I thought we'd do is, you're not here in the studio, so why not do a traffic interview? I've never done one of these before, so let's see what happens, really.
Cool.
So I'm gonna sort of just do the interview as we were going to do it, really, and then see how it goes.
Sounds good. That noise is the windscreen wipers, if you're wondering what that is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I like it. Keep them going. Yeah. It adds to the essence of you being in traffic, I think.
Cool.
If you maybe don't like one of my questions, just sound the horn or something.
Yeah, I might do that, actually. I might do that. And yeah. I might get some funny looks. I'm going to make some friends.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is, throughout the interview, I'll just shout horn, and maybe you just press the horn and see what looks you get.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm up for that.
Okay, let's start with chatting about the new EP. You've got a new EP out currently, and you work with the People's Choir on this EP.
Yeah.
How did it come about working with them?
With the choir?
Yeah, how did it come about you and them collaborating?
It's a bit of a homegrown choir, really. So a lot of them are mates who are musicians and singers, and they really loved what I've done with the first EP, and they said they're up for forming a choir. So a friend of mine who's a composer and an arranger for film and TV, he basically he scored the choir parts together. We met up in his little studio, rehearsed it with the choir, and then we gave it a go. And it was literally just an experiment to see what happened, but we're really pleased with the way it turned out.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good for an experiment.
Like,
yeah, you know, just for, you know, a little experiment. It don't sound too bad.
Yeah.
It's
great.
I'm still enjoying the window wipers.
What was that again?
I'm still enjoying the window wipers.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's pretty epic. I need a little bit of reverb on that and be perfect.
Yeah, this saves me doing the travel and weather bulletins. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's what everyone needs to know. Stay at home. Yeah, listen to the radio.
Don't go outside.
Exactly.
The last time you came in, this isn't the first time you've been on the show, you were talking about your EP, People, Places and Things, and now yeah. You're chatting about the Worlds Build Words Build Worlds. Easy for me to say. How do you think you've progressed since your last EP?
That's a really good question. I haven't thought about that. I think more people are listening to my music, which is cool. I feel more confident, I suppose, in what I'm doing, but progression... Today, I suppose I'm working with a lot more different people now, and I'm really enjoying it, because music's really boring, I think, if you just do it on your own, and I'm loving playing with a lot of different people. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and talking of you playing with people, I was doing some research, and on your YouTube, there's a clip of you performing a track called Daybreak with a guy called Mark Walton, and I realised this was in a house, and I thought, what's it like performing in a living room, and how did it come about you were performing in someone's living room?
So... Basically, we thought it would be cool to do like a little launch for the EP, but we couldn't really, you know, we thought it'd be a lot of effort to do it in a really big venue and try and get people to come. So we thought, let's just do it in someone's living room. So we did that, and it's a mixture of friends and then people really surprised, but people who generally I can call fans that, you know, travelled a little bit to listen. And it was great. It was a really nice intimate evening. There was wine drunk. But there was probably some drunk, but mainly Ryan was drunk. That's the wrong word, isn't it? Ryan was drunk. And, we just had a really great laugh. And he's a poet that I met and that I played last year. And he's just amazing. And the power of spoken words, which is what he does, a poet with music, is something quite special. So I felt really lucky to work with him.
Yeah, I like the idea of performing in living rooms as, like, gig venues.
Yeah, definitely. Living room gigs are amazing. In some ways, everyone says this, who does them, they're so much more scary than playing in a bigger venue, because you can't hide behind a microphone or sound system. Everything's picked up. and you can see people's faces, and it's great.
Adam, horn.
Say again?
Horn.
Oh, the horn. Oh. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, any looks? Any looks?
Yeah, we've got another one. We've got another one doing the horn.
Oh,
that's all we got.
Are they all getting on? Maybe we can get the whole of Dartford just pressing their horns by the end of this interview.
Yeah, I don't want to draw attention to the fact that I'm on hands-free speaking on the phone, because I'll get a lot of people putting horns at me. And that was actually a Land Rover driver who did that, and he's got a bigger car than me, so I'm a bit scared.
Yeah, maybe probably not take on the Land Rover. Probably not the cleverest idea.
I don't want to draw attention.
No, I also wanted to talk about, aside of music, you also run a youth cafe, don't you?
Sorry, man, say that again, bro?
Aside from doing your music, you also run a youth cafe, don't you?
Yeah, I did.
Is that stopped now?
I stopped that, about a month ago, which was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, because I love the place, I love the job, love the people, had a good boss. Basically, I do a different job now because, I want to see friends and family more and also play more gigs. So it's much easier now to do what I'm doing.
Okay, so a bit more focus on the music nowadays.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay, that's cool. How do you go about, obviously, you have to find money to make music. How do you go about funding the making of your EPs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Basically, everything that I make from music, I just put back into it. So if I play a gig, I'll put that money back into it. If you get like a very small amount of royalties, and that kind of goes back into recording again. Everything, it's like when you're starting up a business. You know, you don't live off of it to start with. You just you reinvest it, and that's kind of what I'm doing.
Okay, and also, can we expect an album at some point? We've had two EPs now. Thoughts about an album maybe at some point?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, an album's a really big statement, so I want to do an album, but it'll probably be a little while yet before the album. I want to do a couple more EPs. I've written so many songs, hundreds of songs, so I just want to test out what people enjoy the most. And then I think I'll be ready for an album in, I don't know, maybe a couple of years.
Okay, wicked. And you talk about you've got a load of songs stashed away. How do you go about testing out which songs to go on the EP, which songs to not put on the EPs?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Again, for me, it's all about when you play them live, the reaction you get from people. You know, if you see people smiling or people come up to you and say, that was a great track, or you might see a little cheeky tear. You know, not you want to make people cry because it's good. But music can be emotional. So music that you play live, the way it affects people, if it's good, it should affect people in one way or the other.
Yeah, good way of judging whether people are into it.
Exactly.
I read something on Twitter. You're doing a World Cup song.
Yeah, if I get into the studio on time, I'm going to play it for you tonight.
What's the World Cup song about? How did that come about?
So, yeah, that's a really random story. basically, there's a feature film coming out later in the year, a gangster film, in the same vein as Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch, Fight Club, that kind of thing. I've basically got asked to sing a song that's going to be a World Cup football anthem that's going to help promote the film, and also it's the alternative to Pitbull's official World Cup song, which is brilliant.
Are you taking on Pitbull?
More sort of folky, I don't know, you know, yeah, a bit more like, I don't know, Kaiser Chiefs, I don't know, a bit more alternative. So it's just a bit of a laugh, really. We filmed it on Sunday at AFC Wimbledon Football Ground, and it should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Are you planning to take down Pitbull?
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Like, I mean, I couldn't rap to save my life, but I could definitely take him down.
Adam, he can't. He can't rap to save his life.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I will do a version of Pitbull's song rapping if he does a version of it.
Oh, I like it. You could swap World Cup songs.
Exactly.
Okay, Adam, thanks very much. Sort of a bizarre interview. I've never done an interview with someone in traffic before, so you're the first.
It's been a pleasure, man. I love hearing your beautiful voice. It helps the traffic move quicker in my mind.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is play your record, Frail Rope Bridge. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, sure. So this is Frail Rope Bridge. We're live in the basement venue in London. If you listen carefully, you can listen to the creaky floorboards. And it's got the wonderfully, beautifully singer, Lan Ray in it, whose EP is actually out today, so check out Lan Ray if you like her voice.
Okay, we're going to play that now. Thanks, Adam.
Pleasure. Have a good one.